Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about change. You know, I had mentioned a while back that I'm making a lot of changes in my life. I came to India, I'm sober, I am in the process of separating from a husband of 12 years. Life is changing, and these aren't small changes, these are gigantic changes, changes that can really change the dynamic of my entire life because there's so much at stake, right? Here I am, this woman, age of 31 years old, and all of a sudden, my life is going from what I thought it was, which was married, two kids, a dog, a house, living in California, to very uncertain and very unknown. And so to go through these kind of changes, I have to really be open-minded. And not only do I have to be open-minded, I have to be willing to continue working on myself and not get stuck in my defects. Because in all honesty, yeah, I've picked up defects. I've been vengeful, I've retaliated, I've been hurtful, I've done bad behaviors. I've done all this stuff because I've been going through so much, and then you add on top of it health issues and everything else, that it's human nature to pick up some of the things that we've actively worked to change. I wouldn't be human if I didn't have imperfections. That being said, being human also means I can acknowledge these mistakes. I can acknowledge these defects. I can acknowledge these bad behaviors, and I can make a decision. Am I going to continue doing them, or am I going to make that change again? Am I going to actively work to change myself to be the person that I want to be? So now here I am, this 31-year-old woman living in India, going through these changes, having yet more health issues, and I am probably healthiest I've been in 3 months. Would I say life is easy? Absolutely not. I don't want to go into huge details because they're not important. What important is the fact that in order to stay sober, I have to acknowledge a few things every single day for my recovery journey. Now, this is just my journey, and I think everybody's recovery is unique to themselves, and it's something that we have to self-discover amongst ourselves by trying different things and seeing what we like, what works for us, and what doesn't. So for me, every day I have to acknowledge the fact that A, I cannot drink. I can never drink again. One drink leads to death. Very simple, no ifs, ands, or buts. Very simple, very firm, no wiggle room, because I can't afford wiggle room. Two, I have to acknowledge that I'm not perfect. Yeah, I know, shocker. But the thing is, it's very easy to have these really high expectations of myself. I'm supposed to react perfectly every single time. I'm supposed to be this perfect image. I'm supposed to look this perfect way. I'm supposed to talk this perfect way. I'm supposed to do all these perfect things. But in reality, I'm not perfect. And so I have to acknowledge that fact and lower my expectations of myself so that I don't go through my day putting myself down, because that's not healthy. And three, I have to acknowledge some things that I'm grateful for, because it's so easy to get stuck in negativity, and one negative moment can have a negative impact on my entire day. Yesterday, I spent the day so negative, depressed, anxious, in bed, in the largest pity party in the world, because I went through something traumatic. What I feel is traumatic. And it's not really traumatic in the traditional sense of trauma. However, when your life goes from something that you have become accustomed to and living, and then it changes dramatically, it is kind of traumatic. You have to rewire yourself to figure out how to live, how to react, how to go through things. So what am I grateful for today? It's very simple. I'm grateful for being sober. I'm grateful for having this podcast that I can be 100% authentic and 100% vulnerable and be honest with where I'm at. And I'm grateful to be discovering what love truly means and to be acceptance or in acceptance of love, because it's very easy as myself to be like, well, I don't deserve this kind of love, and push it away. It's so easy to do that because love is kind of foreign. So I have to be grateful for that because I get this chance every single day to be okay with that and to be kind and caring and to reciprocate that. And then randomly, I get to be grateful to be alive today. And with my life comes being a mom, being a daughter, being an ex-wife or an ex-lover or an ex-friend or a friend or a person. I get to be a human. Bottom line is I get to be whatever I'm supposed to be in this moment, in this day. And labels are just labels. You can toss them, you can keep them. It's whatever works for you. But for me, it's very simple. I get to be human, and I am so incredibly grateful for that. So these three things help me continue on through this really hard time of change and be in acceptance of change, because unfortunately, life is never going to be solid. It's never going to be this easy peasy, lemon squeezy thing of just coasting along. If it was, everybody would do it. Nobody would drink. There would be no wars. Everybody would be at peace and serenity, and life would be perfect. But it's not. So I have to determine what I'm willing to accept and what I'm not willing to accept. And I have to be okay with going through the changes and taking the changes as they come and not sitting in a future trip and trying to control everything around me. So thank you so much for listening. I do have an interviewee scheduled soon, and I hope you guys stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks so much.